Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, October 19th, 2020.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Yes.
Let's talk about UFOs.
Sure. Let's talk about UFOs. Most UFO stories start with, we was drinking, but we wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
Then up in the sky, this big glow come down.
Yeah, that bit on Saturday Night Live is absolutely hilarious with Chrissy McConnell. Abducted. But anyways, I often thought that the places that if you're looking to resettle or move across the country to see more UFOs,
right,
you would tend to think you'd probably head out west, maybe towards Area 51 or Nevada or somewhere around there. Right?
I thought it'd be Alabama, anywhere in Alabama.
Come to find out, according to the real estate marketplace, I sold my house to their data. They said that Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, is the number one place in the country to spot a UFO.
You know, I'm looking at their data right now. That's pretty dense amount of information. It's like, is that on the questionnaire? Have you ever seen a UFO? Do you like UFOs? Would you like to move somewhere where there's a UFO?
Would you like to be abducted and not pay off your mortgage? Okay.
That's when I would hang up the phone during the interview.
Right about. I would, too. Columbus, Ohio, coming in at number two.
What?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, number three.
That makes no sense. You can't even see stars in those cities.
Houston, Texas, number four. Albuquerque, New Mexico at fifth. And then Arizona, pretty big hotbed with Phoenix, Tucson, and Mesa making the list.
I wonder, you know, when you're searching for houses, you go, UFOs, I hope there's UFOs there. Will there be UFOs? And all the agent has to go is, of course there will be.
the firm notes that each of the cities listed, Storm, had at least 27 reported UFO sightings.
Wow.
Some had more than 100.
Wow. You know, I remember you worked in the Panhandle near Pensacola, and Gulf Breeze in Florida was like the world headquarters for UFOs.
But yeah.
I wonder what happened.
I tell you what, I think being out in the sun and a lot of alcohol will make you find anything. So.
Yeah, they are. They call them the grays with the big eyes, I think, some people that are UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess they don't use the sunblock because grays will turn red. I don't know how it goes.
So with everything going on in the pandemic, sometimes feeling a little bit stressed, a little bit bored, because, in fact, we saw some friends over the weekend we haven't seen since March.
Wow.
So it was really nice to kind of reconnect with them. But if you're finding yourself in that situation, believe it or not, there's a study out that says that watching nature programming reduces feelings of boredom and sadness.
I tell you, we love the nature programming. I like the National Geographic channel, BBC, has got some incredible stuff. I always look at it, my wife and I'm always going, how did you get that shot? How'd you get right next to the bird? How'd you get next to that snake that's eating, you know? The nature photographers are incredible, and we really like it. We really do.
Believe it or not, I think it's Amazon. It's either Amazon or Netflix has a really good nature series as well.
Really?
They actually are in the, like with alpaca that are herding, they're actually in the pack with them. It's incredible. But
have you seen the ones, I think it was National Geographic did it, where they actually made robots to look like the meerkats, to look like, you know, the different animals, and they put them right in the herds, and there's just a camera that has animatronics on it.
Yeah, it's interesting that of all things to watch, because usually when you go into a waiting room, they've got HGTV on.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they need to swap to some of these nature shows.
Oh, I thought so, too. Yeah, we said on the air, too, and it's what is it? This guy, like, he sells balloons on the weekend, and his wife is a stay-at-home crocheter.
Yeah.
And their budget is $1.2 million.
Yeah, what is it you do that you still need help from TV to get you that remodel done? So, it's sad to say, it's the end of an era. Coca-Cola announcing that their first-ever diet soda, Tab, would be officially retired at the end of this year. It's been a good run. 57 years the product's been out on the market. It was the first diet soda made by the Coca-Cola company.
Yeah, there was Diet Rite had come out. RC Cola came out with Diet Rite, and then this was their competition for that. And I remember putting lemon in it to make it taste a little better, because there was the thing about having saccharin in it, and it tasted kind of metallic, but I assumed it was already gone, Chris.
Well, come to find out, they said they had to put a warning label about the saccharin back in the 70s and early 80s, but later on, they had to retract that because there was no evidence that the saccharin caused any long-term effects in humans. But which is interesting is that Tab kind of hung in there from 1963 to around the early 80s when the Coke introduced Diet Coke.
Right.
And ever since then, it was kind of the nail. You can see the writing on the wall that Tab was going to be on the way out. By comparison, last year, Tab made about 3 million cases of Tab compared to 885 million cases of Diet Coke.
I remember when it first came up, people said, Tab, that must be an acronym, totally artificial beverage.
Maybe. They actually come to find out it was... this was the first use of a computer back in the 60s,
right,
where they inputted all these names and then they put all these requirements that would have to be part of it. So it couldn't be associated with this or that or whatever.
Right.
And Tab actually came out as one of the words.
Like, it was interesting that Tab is spelled capital T, small a, capital B.
That was all marketing.
Isn't that something?
To make it stand out. I thought that was a kind of interesting take on that. Let's talk about your dog and their licking problem.
Because they can.
Yes, they can. Well, they lick those.
Oh, yeah.
And they lick your face and they lick everything. But come to find out, dogs licking can actually be signs of pain, anxiety, and allergies as well.
Wow.
And you have to kind of go down a list of things to do.
Right.
First off, if they're licking the same spot on their area, there's a good indication that something is bothering them.
Yeah, it could be a foreign body. It could be like a little wart or maybe a pimple or something like that. So I remember Henry the dog had a lot of fur in between his toes, and I would find burrs from time to time, and he would just spend a lot of time on – he spent a lot of time grooming anyway.
Okay? Yes. And that's kind of the first line of defense. The second one could be that they could have come in contact with an allergen.
Right.
And believe it or not, if they're licking their feet a lot, that could be a good sign that something is irritant, like a pollen or a chemical or something, and you should give them a bath to wash that off.
You know, I saw this meme today, and this has nothing to do with this, but somebody, if you smell your dog's feet, it smells like corn chips.
Yes.
And there's actually a name for it. It's called Frito feet.
Yes. It's a bacteria. That's the smell
of bacteria.
Leaves off. Yeah,
that's interesting because I mean I remember that it smells like that's corn chips.
It is. I don't know why it is, but that's true. They say occasionally licking their to relieve anxiety is perfectly normal, but that can actually lead into an OCD behavior.
Ugh.
So you kind of need to check and see what changed in the puppy in the dog's life. Either maybe a new person, like a roommate, came into the situation, or somebody left the family, or who knows? You got a new plant. Anything like that could indicate that there's a problem. And then that's kind of the final straw. If you can't figure out what that is, really kind of contact with your veterinarian to find out if there's something that's going on.
Could be a change in diet. I mean, there could be something it ate, you know, some lizard or something, you know?
That's true.
Who knows?
The secret of the Spirit pop-up Halloween stores that are all over the place this time of year.
Yep. Oaks Mall has one. Paddock Mall has one right now.
Yes, and it really is a good place to go if you're looking at anything from spooky and scary to silly for you to get for your Halloween. That's where you kind of go. But this article asked employees of Spirit a little bit of insider information. One of them says the reasons that why they follow you around and keep constantly asking if you want to try on a costume is that they don't want you to do it yourself.
Yeah, they don't want you touching or opening up the stuff. They let the employees do that for hygienic and loss prevention reasons. Right?
Yes. And speaking of hygiene, might want to think twice about putting on that mask.
This kind of raised the fur on my neck. It's like, how many times has each individual mask been tried on average, Chris?
On average, a conservative number is at least 5 times, and that's every single mask.
And this is before, you know, social distancing and the coronavirus, I'm thinking, what about lice?
Yes. Which is why you probably just want to buy it and clean it nice and good before you put it on. And they say if you're truly somebody who loves the animatronics that Spirit usually offers, to go ahead and get early. You probably have to do this next year, but they'll sell you any discontinued or floor models at the end of the season.
Like the demo out in front of the store. That's not a bad idea because these are kind of pricey. What are these priced out at?
You can be pricey, hundreds of dollars. Right. And I mean, it's a lot of money, but what they say is that you can save some money by buying the display model, but that only comes about at the end of season, and they have a list that tells you that people put on there to say, can I have this? So you need to kind of act early on that one if you're
looking. And what's the hard-to-find item this year? There's always one item that's really popular.
The hard-to-find item, surprisingly, this tells you that you and I are definitely not young anymore, Storm, an astronaut helmet.
Now, why?
Not the suit, but the actual helmet. The,
right.
They think because of the popularity of a smartphone game called Among Us, which puts the player in the role of a space explorer.
Okay, interesting. Well, you never know where it's going to come from. You know?
No, you never know. I have seen ads for the scary Karen costume. You know, the
Karen, yeah, right.
The Karens of the world.
The meme.
And then finally we found out about those white noise machines. They may help you fall asleep, but they may not be good for your sleep. This is
research. I've never seen research on these white noise. That's like the ones that makes waves and wind and things like that.
Well, they looked at 38 individual studies into white sleep, and that they did find, though, is that there is some evidence that it reduced how long it takes you to fall asleep, but there's no evidence to say that it gives you quality sleep.
Hmm.
And in essence, that noise could actually keep you from getting the deep sleep that you need. They suggest in difference something called a mindful app like Sleepio.
Yeah, I looked that up, and it's interesting. It's sort of a training video that really gets through. You take a quiz, and they find out what some of your problems are, and they say they have over a 50% success rate with people.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sleepio, Sleepio.
And so let me ask you a question. Does white noise matter? Sorry, I apologize.
Oh, storm.
I apologize.
There's our show for today, Monday, October 19th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Remember, the sun is always shining.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.